Right now, we're working on reforming the bill that is passed annually by the New Mexico legislature to fund public infrastructure projects like roads and bridges and dams and water systems and university classrooms. And as in some of the other areas that we work in, New Mexico is ranked 49th of the 50 states by Governing Magazine. And it's not just outsiders that have looked at it. One of our state legislators, Senator Pete Campos, who's on the Senate Finance Committee, actually wrote his PhD thesis about this process, and he called it hyperpolitical, archaic, and parochial. And basically, the problem is that the legislature appropriates about $300 million a year, and it's divvied up on a political formula. So, for example, in this last legislative session, every senator got $1 million to spend in his or her sole discretion. Every House member got $600,000 to spend in his or her sole discretion. And when you do it that way, without a state plan or without any priorities or criteria, oftentimes the money's not well spent. And an additional problem is many of these projects are not completely funded. So we have courthouses and dams that are half built, and even worse, money sitting idle in a state that desperately needs more jobs. And of course, if that money was spent on shovel-ready projects, that would help to reduce our unemployment rate, which is one of the highest in the country. So it was a natural for us because we like to fix things, and it's a system that's completely broken. And so the question is, it met our first test, which is looking for things that will make a big difference in the quality of life of the state. But the jury's still out as to whether it might be politically achievable or not, because our critics might say that we're taking the proverbial punch bowl away from the party and replacing it with a plate of spinach. But we're optimistic, and the governor has signaled her support, and we've got friends on both sides of the aisle that are looking carefully at it. So talk to me in a few months, and hopefully we'll have gotten that across the finish line.